Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Wait, did you hear something? Something creak? Maybe something rattle? Or that ghastly groan? In Arizona, you'll find plenty of creepy noises, not to mention hauntings and paranormal activities. Activities that are guaranteed to give you goosebumps. Travel the state from north to south, east to west, from Tombstone to Flagstaff, and you'll uncover everything from haunted hotels to ghost walks to ghost towns. In this episode, we will be traveling to Jerome, Arizona, for a stay at the Inn at Jerome. Built in 1899, this comfy stay in Jerome is decorated in Victorian 1900 style furnishings. It comes with highly recommended breakfast entrees and provides entertainment from three known human specters and one ghostly cat. The building itself was designed to be fireproof, constructed of an 18-inch thick concrete walls. The inn has 8 guest rooms, a kitchen, a restaurant, and a large parlor. In the early 1900s, this structure was home to one of the wealthiest madams of all of Arizona, Madam Jenny Banters. Miss Banters and her ladies used the space until they were forced to move their entertainment to what is now known as the infamous Husband's Alley, and the building then was turned into a hardware store with apartments over top. The building continued this way until it was turned into the inn that it is today. The apparition of Madam Jenny Banters made her presence known after the building was renovated and turned into the Inn at Jerome. Miss Banters spends most of her time in the Lariette and Lace Room. She's also been known to move on to some other rooms in the inn, including the kitchen. Jenny has been reported to rearrange furniture, move knickknacks around, play with the ceiling fans, and she likes to turn on the radio while the maids are tidying up the rooms. Jenny also likes to throw cooking utensils onto the kitchen floor if they were not put away in the proper place. She's also been reported to knock the cookbooks off of the shelves. Jenny's cat decided to stay on at the inn as well. The ghostly feline has been spotted by a number of guest employees, many of whom have bent over to pick it up, only to have it completely disappear. The cat likes to brush up against people's legs while remaining invisible. The cat's footprints have been seen on made-up beds, as well as its curled-up sleeping form that leaves an indentation on the bedspreads. Some have heard the cat meow, and many have heard the sound of it sharpening its claws. Another apparition that calls the inn at Jerome home is an elderly man who's friendly and he enjoys playing pranks. The spirit has been spotted in early period workman's clothing while looking out of one of the guest room windows. The gentleman has been reported to laugh at the maids, the manager, and even some of the inn's guests. He also plays games with the maids by lying down on freshly made beds and leaving the imprint of his body on them. This apparition tends to spend most of the time in the pillow talk and kiss and tell rooms, where he also likes to leave the armoire doors hanging open. The fourth ghost to haunt this structure is a grouchy soul. This man likes to scare people and apparently does a good job of it. In one of the guest rooms, visitors to the inn were frightened by a strong, cold wind that blew through the room when the windows were not even open. One of the maids saw the apparition while she was cleaning. She said that the ghost appeared in the Victorian Rose Room and then moved behind the door and disappeared. One of the waitresses came in early one morning and was alone in the restaurant part of the building. She heard footsteps coming up from behind her and assumed that it was the cook approaching her. She turned around and found herself face to face with the grumpy ghost. The poor waitress screamed and the ghost vanished into thin air. This apparition is also believed to be the one who eavesdropped on a guest who said that the inn at Jerome Hauntings were nonsense. Suddenly, a metal sign that sat on a shelf above the visitor's head flew off the shelf and onto the floor right in front of her. Aside from these hauntings, there are some other strange happenings at the inn. The smell of roses in the Victorian Rose Room. The sound of some unseen person whistling at the bar. Items falling off of shelves. Water faucets turning on. An invisible woman singing. Banging noises. Locked doors that open and close on their own. A statue that turns itself around. Glasses falling off of tables. And the answering machine being turned on after it was just turned off. The inn at St. Jerome seems to be very haunted, but at least most of the ghosts are friendly and playful.
To take